whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, and today it is a pleasure to welcome to our studios here in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the Connecticut Island Artists Association, and we have the president of that group, Elaine Porter, is here. Welcome, Elaine. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for inviting me, Mike.
It's nice to have you here, and we're going to find out everything there is to know about the Connecticut Island Art Association. Now, president is a very high-paying job.
Surely you jest.
Okay, I guess not. All right. It's like a lot of organizations. You know, Company Break is originally designed to show off lots of companies within our listening area. We've had doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, all kinds of people on. But this is a little bit different today. We're talking to a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. We're talking to the Connecticut Island Art Association. Let's start with, where's Connecticut Island?
Well, it happens to be in the middle of the bay. It's the first island you come to when you enter the bay from the ocean, and it's Jamestown.
Ah, so most people would know it as Jamestown. Mm-hmm. And Connecticut is the whole island, and Jamestown is the whole island too, right?
Right.
So it's one of those places that has two names.
I guess
they liked it so much they named it twice. Sounds like an old song. Like New York, New York. The Connecticut Island Art Association has been around for how long, roughly?
This is our 42nd year.
42nd year,
yeah. Yes,
wow.
It's quite a...
long history.
Long history. It's the part of the fabric of the island, I would say.
So you are a Jamestown resident, is that correct?
I am, yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Do you have to be a Jamestown resident to be
part of the
association?
At one time, it was exclusively Jamestown residents, but it was opened up to all of Rhode Island artists about maybe 8 years ago.
Okay, mm-hmm. So... all Rhode Island artists. Mm-hmm. We don't want any of those foreigners in there.
Right? Well, it isn't specific Rhode Island, but, Rhode Island is pretty local.
Right.
All of Rhode Island is pretty local,
And Jamestown's almost in the middle of it. People don't think about that.
It is.
But it is. It's right kind of
Well, I should say, though, we have a lot of members that are part-time Jamestown residents that live in another place in the winter.
Right.
Or
And they come for the summer and mm-hmm. open their summer homes or whatever, and they're also members.
Right.
Let's go back to a little bit about you and being a Jamestown resident. Did you grow up in Jamestown?
No, I actually grew up in Wickford.
Wickford. Okay, mm-hmm. So still a Rhode Island person your whole life?
I'm a fifth generation Rhode Island native.
Wow.
Yep.
All right.
I lived away for a while, but
how many years were you away now?
A total of 20 years.
Okay. Well, if it had been over 21, then we'd have a problem. But, so you're safe. All right.
Like some of those other people, I was half away and came
and
back in
back.
The summers. Yeah.
Okay.
So
all right. Well,
always have had my foot in. One foot in Rhode Island.
Now, in order to be president of the association, does that mean you're also an artist and a contributing member?
I am, yes, I am.
Okay, what background mm-hmm. do you have in your artistic abilities?
Well, I've been painting for 42, 43 years.
So you started painting when you were 2 years old, and that was able to...
I refused to answer that.
Okay. All right. So,
but I used to own...
40 years painting.
Right. I had a gallery, the Artist Gallery of Wickford in Wickford for 10 years, and a lot of people know my work and other artists. We had a lot of Jamestown artists in that gallery, and a lot of very good artists, and that was back in the 90s, the decade of the 90s, late 80s and 90s. And I've shown, and I have work all over the world now.
Did you find out you wanted to be an artist when you were
young? A child, yes.
Yeah?
Like maybe four or five. I can remember always saying that.
And art became part of your schooling, or just something you did on the side at that point?
On the side at first. And actually, I also did jewelry design and several other things before I decided to become full-time artist. And I've had a one-person show in Bangkok, Thailand, in the Shangri-La Hotel, which and it was in the Bangkok Post for a week.
I have not been there, but
it's very elegant.
Sounds elegant.
It's very it's a very elegant place to holiday.
And so now, are you a traditionalist, or are you?
I would say so. Yeah.
Okay, so if you're painting a boat, I would know what it was.
You would know what it was, yeah.
All right, mm-hmm. All right. Because that's how I usually describe different kinds of art, if I don't know what it is.
Well, I'm predominantly a plein air painter, but I also do a lot of studio work. And I have a range of styles from very, very detailed to more almost abstract in some cases. But I'm not really, I wouldn't... consider myself a really good abstract painter.
Okay, so when you say very detailed, and since this is radio and we're trying to paint a picture, if you will, for people at home, mm-hmm. if you're painting a clipper ship, you'd be able to see the ropes on the clipper ship
right.
kind of thing.
Okay. Could be.
I guess that's the best way to describe it.
I've done everything from very detailed pointillist, which is working with the end of a pen, guitar frets and strings and stuff, right up to a very loosely painted wave breaking mm-hmm. on the beach and all kinds of different things. So,
okay, well, great.
I paint what I feel the moment looks like. So I'm not pigeonholed into a style.
Right. Okay.
I paint the moment. That's
excellent.
Basically how I think of it.
Well, okay. Now the Connecticut Island Art Association welcomes people, as we've discovered, from mm-hmm. all over the area. And the other thing that's interesting about the association is it's not necessarily difficult for an artist to get their work into some of the shows you have, right?
Right. That's one thing that I really find exciting about our shows. A lot of shows in the area are juried entry shows, mm-hmm. and you enter a few pieces and pay your entry fee, and you either get in or you don't get in, depending on the selection of the juror. And in our case, most of the time, we have a fairly large area to display in, so we like to encourage all levels of artists to show their work. It gives people an opportunity to see their work hanging on the wall next to other artists, some maybe a lot more evolved.
Experienced or
and
whatever.
Experienced
yeah.
than
sure.
they are. But it's a super important part of the learning process for artists. So
now,
I think it's really important.
We should explain to the audience that the word juried is not necessarily what the average person, if you're not involved with art, would think about. Mm. Most people think of a jury, they think of 12 people deciding and voting and
right,
so forth.
Right.
But almost all art shows are juried by one person.
One person.
Right.
Sometimes a couple of people, but most of the time it's one. And in our case, our shows are always juried, but mostly for prizes. First, second, third honorable mentions. And then we also have People's Choice Awards. So the night of the opening, everyone gets to vote for their favorites. So we have several awards, and they're cash prize awards.
Excellent.
So, yeah, it's really great.
So if this were, see, I live in Providence. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Yeah.
if I were to have a juried show, I'd know a guy who I'd want to be the juror,
yeah.
right? And he would get my friends in. So who picks the person doing the
Well, we, because we have a vast selection of very, very high-level artists on Jamestown. Everyone has everyone knows somebody who is experienced in a particular field. So mm-hmm, if we're having mm-hmm. a photography show, we recently had our January show was photography, and that was juried by Richard Benjamin. He's a longtime iconic Rhode Island photographer, worked for the Providence Journal for many years.
So they're well known within their field, mm-hmm. not just I know a guy.
Yeah, not just I know a guy.
I know a guy who's got a Brownie camera. Let's have him do this.
Maybe he'll give my stuff a look. You know what I'm saying?
Well, speaking of that, there is a show opening very soon, St. Patrick's Day, actually.
That's right.
So we should talk about that.
Well, folks can kick off their St. Patty's Day activities, a celebration, by coming to the opening at the Jamestown Town Hall.
Okay.
And that it's from 5 to 7, and we have some fabulous music that will be being played by Matt and Judy Bowles for the evening. And we have awards and lots of very good food. That's what we really feature at our openings, is good music, good food, and good art.
So Matt and Judy Bowles will be there, who are mm-hmm. excellent musicians.
They are.
And you get some little munchies, some food, and so forth. So 5 o'clock is the place to be mm-hmm. on St. Patrick's Day, and that's at is there an address for that building? People don't know. It's the Jamestown Library, right?
No, it's the Jamestown Town Hall.
Oh, the Town Hall. Yes. That should be easy to find. Because sometimes you use the library, sometimes you use the Town Hall.
We do. We have two places that we show regularly. But the Town Hall is open from 9, or I think it's open at 8, but we encourage people to come from 9 to 4 daily mm-hmm. to see the shows. And everyone's welcome to walk up and down the halls, all go into the chamber where they have the town hall
meetings, and so forth.
Okay. And there's art all over the first floor of the town hall. So
well, someone should put it on the walls.
Good point.
All right. So we're at the town hall on St. Patrick's Day, and that runs normally for several weeks, right?
Yeah. Our shows, each show is a themed exhibition, and it runs approximately 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then we have back-to-back shows. They're all themed, and they're all featured on the website.
Okay. And so that would mean you have a website, and that address is?
artinjamestown.org.
That sounds simple enough. Mm-hmm. artinjamestown.org. And on the website, there's lots of information about upcoming shows and where to see what and people involved and mm-hmm. so forth and so on. All right, I want to get a little bit more into the background of the association, possibly talk about some other members and things like that in a mm-hmm. few minutes when we come back. But I want to make sure that people can get whatever information they need. We just gave you the website. Is there a phone number they can call if they're looking to talk to a real person?
Sure. Wendy Crooks is the person to call if, for instance, someone was at the Town Hall Gallery and was interested in purchasing a painting.
Okay.
And her telephone number is area code 401, of course, 423-0993.
Okay, one more time.
423-0993.
All right, so give her a call if you have questions or so forth, and better yet, go there and look into purchasing one of those paintings. We'll talk about all that and more, and we'll be back with more of the Connecticut Island Art Association right after these messages. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Elaine Porter. She is the president of the Connecticut Island Art Association, and we've been talking about the association and the things they do and where they are and so forth, and also the upcoming event, which is called Art for Foodies, an all-media show at the Town Hall Gallery, which is 93 Narragansett Avenue in Jamestown. If you were wondering where Connecticut Island was, if you're not from the area, Jamestown, Rhode Island. It's open weekdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's going to have its kickoff on St. Patrick's Day. You want to be there between 5 and 7 p.m. Spend the whole 2 hours there, and you'll get some yummy appetizers, as they say, and you'll get to meet some of the artists, and music will be provided by the incredibly talented Matt and Judy Bowles. And a shout-out to Matt, a longtime friend of mine, and I know he's a great musician, and they'll be playing some Irish music. And have a great time. There'll be door prizes and the People's Choice Award, so all kinds of things going on. So you want to be at the Jamestown Town Hall on St. Patrick's Day. That's Thursday the 17th, of course. And now back to Elaine and finding out more about the association. Roughly, Elaine, how many members are involved with the association?
We have currently around 170. And
wow.
Yeah, and it ranges between 200, 170, changes, comes and goes. But I'd say about 75% of our membership is from Jamestown. Mm-hmm. And so we do have a nice number of members.
And is there any kind of age restriction or talent restriction or...
No, you don't. Actually, you don't even have to be a an artist to be a member. We welcome art appreciators too to be members.
Take supporters for everything. For every organization
Absolutely.
Has to have supporters.
Absolutely. And I can't tell you the breakdown of how many artists we have versus art supporters.
Okay.
But we don't have age restrictions, although we don't have any children per se. But we do have. Young adults and up to, oh gee, I would say maybe 85 years old. So we have a wide variety of ages. We have a very comfortable, friendly group, and our openings reflect that kind of a feeling. They're comfortable, friendly, and usually a lot of fun.
Okay, the title of this show, Art for Foodies. Give me a little bit of background on that one.
Well, I don't know. We always have a theme, as I mentioned before, and we try to set a calendar for the whole year. So it just seemed like an appropriate thing to have in the middle of the winter when everyone's home cooking good food. And, and a lot of artists do a lot of studio work during the winter and important things to paint and study are fruits, vegetables. They're a very traditional thing to do a still life, used to paint a still life. So,
but that's not a requirement to show in this particular show.
No.
It's
anything
food.
To do with the idea of food. For instance, I entered a piece that is a cafe scene in France. And someone else entered a basket of eggs that she had collected from her hens. And, you know, all kinds of anything to do with even the remotest.
You can stretch the boundaries, so to speak. You could do a portrait of a fat guy.
With a spoonful of something going towards it. So it doesn't matter.
Making the medicine go down.
Right, exactly.
So it's wide open, but that's the general theme. Now, at one point in time, the other person that might have been with us today, Rick, who is a longtime associate of mine as far as communicating what's going on at the association.
Rick Nelly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Rick was, I thought, had told me that you could bring recipes to this show. Is that something you're still doing?
We're encouraging anyone to bring a recipe. Down the road, we'd like to possibly do a cookbook with some art.
That'd be great. You could have a nice... picture or drawing or something, and then have the recipe, and then another one, and that would work out well. Okay, all right. And the artists that are involved, we talked about the number, but styles, all kinds of styles
in
your association.
Yes, we have all from abstract to we have a very talented clay artist, Jillian Barber, very well known. We have glass artists.
So photography you mentioned earlier, and so ceramic and pottery and all kinds of different
all
things.
Mediums.
Jewelry also?
Certainly if it fit into an artistic kind of presentation, but mostly our members are... two-dimensional or three-dimensional small sculpture type artists. We do have actually in our craft members a lot of jewelry makers and all kinds of crafters that do weaving and very talented people, too. The quality of the work is usually very, very good. Some artists are just starting out, so they might not be quite as evolved as a more mm-hmm. experienced artist. But Jamestown in itself is just rich with artists of all types, okay. from artisans and...
Right, I don't want to say it's a perfect artist community, but it's for
it's very inspiring.
Right, just by the fact that it's an island.
Yes.
That gives a little bit of that mystique of, mm-hmm. well, you know, I'm going to go there. I know you can get away on both sides by a bridge, but
now you can, yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't always that way. I remember when it was not that way.
That's right. But, I do too, kind of.
Uh-oh.
We don't have to go there.
You mentioned in the first segment that you sometimes paint or do whatever is inspired. So do you ever have that situation? I know I'm into music, and I talk to a lot of people in music, particularly songwriters, that will say they'll wake up in the middle of the night and they just have to write something down. Mm. Does that happen to you painting-wise?
Sure.
Really?
It can happen... And it can't, and it doesn't happen too. This, okay. you know, sometimes you're really wanting to have an inspiration, and you're just not getting it. The mood just isn't right.
So this isn't okay. It's 9 o'clock. Time to go paint.
Yeah, it's
and
time
you sit
to go
in front
paint.
Of the blank canvas, and nothing happens.
Right.
So
not
it's,
everything. It doesn't always roll that way, but
it's not a 9-to-5 job.
No, definitely no. not. And you'll often find a lot of artists are awake in the middle of the night working. It's mm-hmm. a good, inspiring time, too. So, but yeah, I have lots of times when I get an inspiration for, I might be looking at something, I don't know, a scene or a I might be in an area where there's a cafe, for instance, and I get inspired to... do a particular image. It might not be that exact thing, but I might take a lot of photographs and use those for reference. I don't like to copy photographs. That's not inspiring to me personally. But I do take a lot of photographs to use for reference mm-hmm. when I'm working, and I know a lot of other artists do too.
So if you were to go to some place like Beaver Tail, for example, and you saw the waves crashing or something like that, you'd take some pictures of that just to kind of refresh you when you get back to your studio.
Sure. Well, I might, I would prefer to set up my easel and paint right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I am going back to my, in fact, I just recently did a series of paintings where I took close-up pictures of crashing waves and focused way, way in on a particular spot on that wave and painted that. And they're really interesting.
Hmm.
I'm excited about it. It's kind of a new direction for me, which I intend to explore more. But I would prefer, if I could, to set my easel up right on location and paint that okay. at that time.
The Connecticut Island Art Association, you're the president. Why would a bunch of artists need a president?
That's a
good question, right? See, that's why they pay me the big bucks. I come up with the good questions.
Well, somebody, I guess, has to kind of...
organize.
Run the meeting and organize the group and come up with some fresh new ideas and... try to get people motivated to do those new ideas.
So it's basically a group of artists that are mapping out maybe a year's program or mm-hmm. something like that?
Yes.
And that's what you're involved with there?
Right, yeah. We have a calendar that goes all the way through the year, and we have, I think we're doing 6 shows right now with 2 craft shows, one in the summer and one at the holidays, which also features paintings. But we have excellent crafts at our craft shows, and they're very popular, especially the holiday show is mm-hmm. like a tradition on the island. The And
so people can go and do their holiday shopping.
Yeah, and a big crowd shows up. It's a really good show. And we have music, and we always have food, and Spinnaker's Cafe from on the East Ferry waterfront does food at our shows, and they we like to think of them as our official
food supplier.
Supplier.
Okay, there you go. So now you have an official food supplier. You bring in local musicians, usually, I would presume.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So you're doing a lot for the community in that aspect as far as involving them.
Yeah.
Does the association reach out to the community in any way? Are there things that you do in that? Or is it a matter of trying to get people to come in and see your work?
Well, we also offer a interactive lecture and demonstration series, which we launched last June, I believe it was. Art Speaks.
Art Speaks, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you can always recognize it by the Mona Lisa's eyes. We use that as the logo on the posters. And
now, wouldn't it be better to have Mona Lisa's mouth?
Well, it depends on how... You know, what part is speaking, you
right,
know?
I guess so.
So, and the eyes are definitely distinctive. And we offer lectures on different subjects. We've had Fakes and Forgeries. Rick Melly presented that. He's an art historian.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fabulous. That was very interesting. Fakes and Forgeries, a narrative. And we've had Kendra Ferreira demonstrate colored pencil, and she's phenomenal. She's just an outstanding artist. We've had several things. We've got one more that we haven't really set up yet.
Okay.
We're considering a couple of different topics, and so, but those are held at the library, at the Jamestown Philomenian Library. And they have a large room there that's where we hold our Art Speaks lectures. And speaking of the library, we also have a display there. Every month we feature either one artist or a small group of artists. As you go into the library, there's a front entry and there's display walls on both sides. And right now we're just using the one on the right side, but...
See, I feel like I've taught you something already because you said display walls. You didn't say the floor.
Right. Thank you. Anyway, Jillian Barber curates those shows and does a great job with that. And that's a great place to see art. You know, lots and lots of people go in and out of the library every
sure,
day.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
It's a great place to show your art.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone's interested in showing, of course, we prefer that you be a member. And
so being a member is a small donation? Or
it's a small fee. It's $30 a year.
Okay, so you're talking
a lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not a lot. You're talking about 50 cents a week practically.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of making a small donation. You can become a member of the Connecticut Island Art Association. And sounds like a great thing to do. Believe it or not, we've been talking for the whole show here about the program that's going on there, and our time is up. So I want to thank you, Elaine. I want to give the website one more time,
mm-hmm.
and that is
artinjamestown.org.
Okay, and there's an email address too, right?
Yes, and that's also artinjamestown@gmail.com.
Okay, and a phone number to reach if you want to talk in person?
That would be Wendy Crooks, which would be 423-0993.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. Elaine Porter, the president of the Connecticut Island Art Association. Thanks, Elaine.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Great to see you. And for the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start riding to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart. Tune up and start to whistle while you work.